Yo, it's your boy, Tony the God. Shout out to everybody out here, man. It's been one hell of a fucking year. That's what I'm going to say to everybody. Shout out to the real towns, the ghettos, the communities, all the gated communities, the boroughs, you know. Shout out to all the hard niggas. Shout out to all the soft niggas, the snitches, the stand-up dudes. Shout out to everybody right now, man. It's times we're going through right now. Real critical times, man. And, you know, I just really want to talk about the mirror default. Yeah, the mirror default. It's a constant oxymoron. It's relative to the Judas effect and the bitch assness. You know, but this is the overall cap. The mirror default will give you just straight false, you know, falseness, falsehoods to who you are and what you are and why you are who you are. Because it's a constant phoniness. So it's like the man looks in the mirror, the woman looks in the mirror, or on social media, you know, you're somebody. This extracurriculum, or you know, just this celebrated hero, but inwardly you're losing. You're not gaining anything because there's always something that you're lacking. You know what I mean? You can't blame nobody, but you will blame somebody because the situation is always, you know, somebody else's fault. That's the mirror default. That's what we're talking about today. The mirror default is just, I want to get right into it. You know, Trump got that same situation. You know, Biden got that same situation. You know, I don't agree with any president right now at this standpoint in time because they're all bullshitting. You know, shout out to, you know, Mr. Biden for, you know, winning, and Kamala. You know, I remember Kamala being a wrestler that was really fat and spat out green poison in people's face. You know what I mean? That's the only Kamala I ever known. But, you know, shout out for her breaking a record and, you know, making things happen. And, I'm proud for the black community, I guess. You know, the ghettos, the people in the ghettos are thinking that this is some type of savior, but we have to be very aware that this situation that we're going through right now is not a safe one. It's not something for the faint of heart, because people are out to destroy us as a whole. You know, the poor people always say, well, it's not bothering me because I'm poor. We're on the lower totem pole. But you shouldn't say that, because we are, and I'm going to say myself because I'm not rich, we are the people that run this. I run this. You run this. You know? The struggle is real. It's hard to deal with the struggle. So, people like us, or if you are in that category, we deal with struggle a whole lot better than people that have. You know, this time that we're dealing with will reflect upon future millionaires and future wealthy people that are going to have names up in, you know, the legacy area. You know, Rockefellers and, you know, Carnegie. You know, all those kind of names, but it's going to be new names because it's a new time. I don't speak to y'all every day, and I wish I could. I'd be so busy. So I try to speak to y'all when I can. You know, I got another podcast that's coming about called Three Kings. It's with my man, LD, Jay from Jersey, and Lulu, my sister. You know, so we pretty much, you know, three kings and a queen. Excuse me. She's definitely a queen. And, you know, it's going to be about just basically more mental health and just more, you know, everyday politics. Maybe a little twist here and there. But, you know, comedy and little, you know, things of that nature. I'm just telling you people, man. This is the time. 20 to God is very charged up right now. I love my job. I love working with my, you know, my employer. But, you know, it's time for me to start doing some joint ventures with some of my compadres and getting things done according to plan. Because it's very important right now that we all bind up and we bind up that negativity and give it to whatever foul beast that can contain it. That way we can just keep going. Yeah, I might sound a little crazy. I might sound a little religious, but it's not. It's not really. It's just facts. It's just that we're living in times right now where we're dealing with unforeseen things that we can't see. Energy, people, the hatred's so real. And people, you know, their hatred can kill you alone. And they don't even need a gun. They don't even need a knife or some arsenic the hatred is real. This another situation this year that's been crazy with the mirror effect is just a whole lot of deaths. And with the mirror default, it brings a lot of depression, a lot of despair, a lot of doubt, and oneself if they're not used to seeing these type of issues, like, you know, so many people dying at once. You know, I come from the Bronx, so most of my friends, if they're not in prison, they're dead, or they moved away like myself, because, you know, that's the end result, bro. Like, you know, that's the end result. That's just the end result when it comes to certain things, man. You know, and, you know, Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, you know, these places are the same when it comes to people dying, and dying daily. Like, it's scary, you know, it's a scary situation that we're living in right now. And I just want everybody to be safe. And more so overall, just, you know, aware and together as one, as a team. Because teamwork makes the dream work, you know. It can stop the mirror default. The mirror default, I'm going to explain and tell y'all in a few minutes. But I just want everybody to know that, you know, I'm very excited about not this year. About the not the year being over. I'm just excited about what's to come and time. Like, you know, I don't go by the years no more, because if we do that, then right now we should be doomed. Because 2020 was fucked. It was a fuckboy shit. It was a fuckboy year. It was the year of the fuckboy. It was the year of the bitch assness. It was the year of all whack things that you could think of. Bind it up into one like a fucking s'mores toasted on a motherfucking open fire. Yeah, I'm pretty much over this year, but next year ain't gonna be more different, because we have these things going on with the COVID vaccinations and the traveling issues, and some states are trying to go back to phase two. So, and during the holidays, you know, people want to see their families. All these complications, they're really trying to separate us as a whole. You know, we have to understand that we are important. You are important. Everything's important. And it's relative to life, you know, how we can do things and how we can get things done according to plan if we work together. But, you know, that's far in between when it comes to people in general. Not just, you know, don't want to specify on who I'm talking about, because if it don't apply, let it fly. I know a lot of people that wants to win. I know a lot of people that don't care about winning. All they want to do is what they want to do. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to go outside the box have a better understanding of what you got going on in life. Sometimes you have to take a chance. The chances sometimes are very important. Not sometimes, all the time. Not taking a chance just every minute and being stupid, but taking a chance that makes sense. When you sit down and you collaborate with your people, chairmen of the board, and you become powerful together. Hence, still working, still making money to fund your project, you know, because everything takes money. So I go back now to the mirror effect, default. Excuse me, I keep saying defect, but defect and default is kind of like the same. The default of the mirror is it's a vanity in a sense, but it's not, because vanity is vanity. You always worry about what you look like. But this, in a sense, is a different type of vanity. It's a vanity of lies and deception to oneself, one's soul, you know? The soul is lying. The soul is thriving for the life that they don't have. So therefore, you know, you thrive to be this person that's non-existent. Like, who are you, you know? And I'm not asking you that. You're asking yourself that when you look in the mirror at night and you're not around people that think you are who you are. That's what the mirror default is all about. It's the 52 fake out. It's almost like a con, but you're conning yourself, because at the end of the day, when you really understand, when you really go home, and everything is like, excuse me, and everything is like, okay, you know, I'm home right now, and you think about the shit you say to people and how you act when you maneuver, when you have to be in performance mode, it's sad. It's not a good feeling. It's not a feeling that you can really, excuse me, like shake, because it's you. So that's where the default comes in, because it's like when a flaw come in and you don't realize that you can turn that flaw right into a strength through self preservation, right? And just basically all resilience of any kind. Because it's very important to have resilience. Resilience in this world is really non-existent, because everybody cares about what everybody thinks. And why I say it's like that is because if you don't care what people think, you're going to have naysayers. There have been haters. Haters have been around since the age of Jesus, since situations, period. Like, there's always been a hater. That's just how all these politics and public figures from years and thousands and millions, not millions, but thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago perished, because they were trusting to people that they thought were who they were supposed to be. This brings in the Judas effect. The Judas effect. And that gives an overall hat to the bitch assness. You know what I'm saying? The bitch assness makes the situation coy, because people are in denial that they are not, you know, doing the shit they're doing. So it gives a blind eye. Like, you thinking that you looking good, but you're not, because all the things you're doing is not to win. But you're telling people you're winning so they can feel like you're winning. So when you go look in that mirror, that's where the default comes in, because you know you're not doing that. You know you're struggling. You know you're going through it. You know your heart is hurting because you did some foul shit that you shouldn't have did. You know what I mean? It's constant. And depression is constant. Come on, people. Right now is a very depressing time in history. You know, this is the worst pandemic we've had. A lot of people have passed away. A lot of people have passed away in the United States. As opposed to these foreign countries, people have been dying, but people have been living. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, God bless those, and my heart goes out to those that have passed and perished. It's no joke. I was at work earlier, and a coworker of mine told me that her mother and her father has COVID. You know, and you know, it's just like, how, what do you say? You know, it's, that's what's going on. That's what's popping right now. That's what's cracking right now. You know, I ain't trying to disrespect Bloods, Crips, nobody, but that's what's going on right now. That is what's going on. You know, we need group nationalism. And when I say group nationalism, you know, because this is, to me, relative to the mirror of the fault, is everyone of all colors join together and become a wall, a fortified dam, holding all the jewels and the things that are valuable to our culture and our mix. Because these are the things that we do not in Auburn no more. We just, you know, it's just whatever. It's like, you know, if I'm getting that bag, then I'm the man. But I know people that's getting the bag and they ain't shit. They still pussy. They still whack. They still herbs. You know what I mean? They still selfish. They still this, that, and the third. And I'm, who am I? You know what I'm saying? I'm just a mere human. But what I'm saying, I am 20 to God. And I told y'all, like I told y'all, I am a reflection of my creator. You know what I'm saying? So when I speak on something, I'm speaking on it because I can. You know what I mean? You know, I'm tired of people saying they support me and they don't, you know? But then I see them on Instagram and other places supporting other people. And it's the same response of listening. And it's just sit there for a few minutes and hear what the man has to say. I want to get away from the haters. You know, I was told I was a hater a couple of days ago, and I look like, on what? I ain't never been called that before. But you know, that's just how people see things. You know, I in my heart, I just feel like at this standpoint in time, it's just all about trying to really just get your brand. That's it. Branding is important right now. It's super important. It's everything. If you're not gonna brand yourself, if you're not gonna do that, then you're gonna have this mirror default. Because you're constantly going to be battling yourself, trying to say, I'm going to get better. I'm going to do this shit. I'm going to get this money. And it never fucking happens. You just might as well just make a song called because that's all you're doing is singing. You ain't making no motherfucking sense. All you're doing is out here just fucking two shit. You know what I mean? That's just corny as fuck, my nigga. That song was hot then. It's not hot now. So it's like, I just want to tell the people, it's a late night, you know, short scribe as usual, you know, regular shit, just really, I don't even know if I'm excited, elated, or just, I'm just a very focused individual right now, and through stress makes me a better person, because I work well under pressure, you know what I mean? You can't give emotion to something that's emotionless. The only person that's going to be emotional is you. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, nobody gives a fuck about that. Nobody gives a fuck about emotions no more. Emotions are far in between. You can't even voice your opinion no more. So what the fuck you think emotions? Nobody gives a fuck about that no more. And the only people that care are the people that's doing the bullshit they're doing. You know, it's okay for them to feel some type of way. You know, I posted something with Bill Cosby, and, you know, somebody hit me up and said, well, you can't be posting that. Bill Cosby's a rapist. And I'm like, I don't remember Bill Cosby as being a rapist. I remember Bill Cosby as being a father figure on TV. And to me, I don't believe some of the shit that went on with that case. You know, we're not going to go too far into that, but I believe what I believe. So, When I see Bill Cosby, I met Bill Cosby when I was 11 years old. He came to my school and we sang for him. You know, so in my heart, Bill Cosby will always be that dad. He was in my head, fixated. And she didn't like what I responded back. I just was like, that's my childhood memory. Like watching Bill Cosby, the Cosby Show at 8 o'clock, different world, 8:30. You know what I'm saying? I can't go against the grain of my origins or where I come from. Shit. There was a lot of times Cosby was always teaching you. He taught you to, have a marriage, be successful. You know what I mean? And he was still in Brooklyn. He wasn't even nowhere in sweet. He was in a brownstone in Brooklyn. So he was still in the hood. He wasn't acting funny style. He was chilling mad regular. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I learned a lot from the Cosby Show. So, shout out to Bill Cosby, man. I hope you come home soon. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened with that situation, all that craziness. I hope you didn't do that crazy stuff. But, if you did, you're paying for it now. I just want you to come home. I don't want you to die in that place. You know what I mean? Because you've been a very important soul to me. I just want to give a shout out to everyone, man. Like, this is the time when we need to come together. This is the time when we need to be as one. Because it's bad. It's bad out here. It's bad. It's really to the point now where nobody cares. Rest in peace to King Von and, his camp. I really didn't listen to any of his music, so I can't tell you I know anything about his music. But what I will tell you is this. No man deserves to die just because. He might have had some shit going on. That's his prerogative. You know what I mean? But the way he went out, it's just bad. It's bad. Every year, they're pouring on these deaths on us, and they're giving us nothing to feel but hurt and despair. And I just want to know why. Why do y'all want us to always be hurt and sad? Why is this world coming to the point now where we can't walk down the street without somebody walking across the street because it's a prejudice. The prejudice is back. It's just amongst the people. Shit, it's not just white and black. It's black and black, white and white. It don't matter. People are acting strange because they feel that they're going to get the COVID. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, if you are, you are. But health is wealth. So if you've been taking care of yourself, then you should be okay. It'll run its course like anything. It's common sense that's going on right now. Lack thereof. So I just want to give a shout out to all my people. You know what I mean? Happy holidays. Thanks for going out and voting. It was really important. Some people are happy that they got what they got. Some people are dissatisfied. But all in all, it's not about the president. It's about what we do as a whole, as a people, and as a team. If we're constantly always blaming the next man for our troubles, then what are we doing to make our troubles go away? 20 to God, y'all. Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful holiday. And I holler at y'all. You already know. 1.